wouldn't have done that.
When you meet someone, what do you say by way of greeting and asking about their health?
I say, how are you getting along?
When you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
I'm glad to meet you.
What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas?
I say, happy Christmas.
What do you say at the 1st of January?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay. Anything that you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you would be, if somebody did something and you appreciated what they would do, and you, what could you say besides thank you?
I don't remember now.
You made a purchase, you bought something at a store, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he put it around this. You would say, what would you say he did to the thing that you bought?
He wrapped it.
When you got home, you took this paper off. What did you do?
I'd unwrap it.
If you sell for less than you paid, you would say, I had to sell it.
How was it?
If you bought something and then you sold it for less than what you paid for it, you had to sell it at a
reduced price.
All right. You admire something but don't have enough money to buy it. You'd say, I'd like to have it, but
I ain't able to get it.
Time to pay the bills. You would say, the bills are due.
First of the month is when they're usually due.
Okay. If you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
When a banker is refusing a loan, he says money is
scarce.
He ran down the springboard and what into the water?
Jumped in the water.
When he goes head first into the water, what does he do?
He dives.
Okay. When you drive in and hit the water flat, you say that you did you're jumping off the board and you hit the water just like this instead of diving in.
Well, I don't know what you call it.
If a boy puts his head on the ground and kicks his feet and goes over, you say he turns a
somersault.
He wanted to get across the river, so he dived in and
swam across.
When you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say it's for
your business.
Someone who got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out, you would say that he got caught in the whirlpool of water and it pulled him down.
Drowned.
She walked up to the altar and in a church, when you walk up to the altar and you bend
down.
Sure, kind of preacher. All right. Suppose that you bent down at the altar, what would you be doing?
Pray.
If you're tired, you say, I'm going to
rest.
All right. If you go to the bed, then you
lay down.
All right. If you're in, if you're still resting, and you'd say, all morning long, he If he was in here, what would he be doing?
I'd be still laying there.
Alright. Talking about someone you saw in your sleep, you would say that you had a
nightmare.
Alright.
Or a dream, either one.
Okay. So whenever you have a dream, you say, I go to sleep and I dream.